maybe in the past year, there were talks, or at least thoughts, that Greece would get out of the eurozone and go back to the drachma. And I would like your thoughts on that. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that that could pinpoint some of the problems that are going on. That would be an alternative, but whoever would like to handle that question, maybe none of you would like to.
I should mention that I wrote a Financial Times piece 2 years ago indicating the reasons why Greece would exit the euro, and sadly, events have really borne that out. Basically, the problem is that Greece, having as large a public sector deficit problem as they've got, you can't reduce that in a fixed exchange rate system without promoting an enormous recession. Greece's economy has already contracted by 12%. They've still got a budget deficit that's 10% of GDP. If they persist in the IMF approach of not devaluing their currency, not writing down their debt, but simply engaging in savage fiscal austerity, they're going to drive that economy totally into the ground. It's creating political unrest. It's making it very difficult for them to meet their budget targets. The logical thing for Greece to do would be to write down its debt by 50-60%, but they would also be well advised to exit the euro. That would at least give the economy a chance to grow through exports, through improving the tourist sector. Otherwise, I'm afraid that Greece is condemned to a decade of not a deep recession, but this is more like a depression.
Anybody else?
Yeah, if I may, and I'm a financial sector expert more than an economist, so let me just say Dr. Lachman is in a minority among the economists I've spoken with, as I think he would admit. That doesn't mean he's wrong.